وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذَلِكَ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
When you divorce women and they have completed their waiting term, do not hinder them from marrying other men if they have agreed to this in a fair manner. That is an admonition to every one of you who believes in Allah and the Last Day. That is a cleaner and purer way for you, for Allah knows, whereas you do not know. If they have agreed to this in a fair manner, this is a directive to the relatives of the divorced woman. When a woman is divorced by her husband and he fails to revoke the divorce before the expiry of the waiting period, the relatives of the woman should not try to prevent the couple from remarrying if they agree to do so. This verse may also be interpreted to mean that if a divorced woman wants to contract marriage with someone other than her former husband after the expiry of the waiting period, the former husband should not obstruct this marriage by making malicious propaganda against the woman he has forsaken.
وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
If they, i.e. the fathers, wish that the period of suckling for their children be completed, mothers may suckle their children for 2 whole years. In such a case, it is incumbent upon him who has begotten the child to provide them, i.e. divorced women, their sustenance and clothing in a fair manner. But none shall be burdened with more than he is able to bear. Neither shall a mother suffer because of her child, nor shall the father be made to suffer because he has begotten him. The same duty towards the suckling mother rests upon the heir as upon him, i.e. the father. And if both the parents decide, by mutual consent and consultation, to wean the child, there is no blame on them. If you decide to have other women suckle your children, there is no blame upon you, provided you hand over its compensation in a fair manner. Fear Allah and know well that Allah sees all that you do. Mothers may suckle their children for 2 whole years. This injunction applies to the condition where the couple have separated either because of divorce or kul, or fusk, annulment, or tafriq, repudiation as a result of judicial decision, and the woman is nursing a child. The same duty toward the suckling mother rests upon the heir. That is, if the father dies, whoever replaces him as the guardian of the child will be responsible for filling this claim.
والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن 4 أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
The wives of men who have died must observe a waiting period of 4 months and 10 days. When they have reached the end of the waiting term, there is no blame on them regarding what they may do with themselves in a fair manner. Allah is well aware of what you do. The wives of men who have died must observe a waiting period of 4 months and 10 days. The waiting period, owing to the death of the husband, is obligatory even for a woman with whom consummation of marriage has not taken place. A pregnant woman, however, is exempted from this. Her waiting period expires with childbirth, irrespective of whether the time between the husband's death and the childbirth is less than the waiting period prescribed by law. To observe a waiting period does not mean merely that they should refrain from marrying, but also from self-adornment. Hence, we find categorical directives in the hadith that a widow should neither wear colorful and showy dresses and jewelry, make use of henna, kohl, and perfumes, nor set her hair in an attractive style. There is disagreement, however, as to whether the widow may go out of her house during the waiting period. Umar, Uthman, Ibn Umar, Zaid ibn Thabit, Ibn Masud, Salma, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Ibrahim al-Nakhay, Muhammad ibn Sirin, and the founders of the 4 legal schools are of the opinion that during the waiting period, a woman should stay in the house in which her husband died. During the daytime, she may go out to do necessary errands, but her residence should be her own home. On the contrary, Aisha ibn Abbas, Ali, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Atta, Taus, Hassan al-Basri, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and the Zahiris are of the opinion that a widow may spend her waiting period wherever she likes and may even go on journeys.
وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا عَرَّضْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ خِطْبَةِ النِّسَاءِ أَوْ أَكْنَنْتُمْ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ سَتَذْكُرُونَهُنَّ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُوَاعِدُوهُنَّ سِرًّا إِلَّا أَنْ تَقُولُوا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا وَلَا تَعْزِمُوا عُقَدَةَ النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْكِتَابُ أَجَلَهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ.
There is no blame on you whether you hint at a marriage proposal to such women or keep the proposal hidden in your heart. Allah knows that you will think of them in that connection, but do not make any secret engagement with them and speak openly in an honorable manner. Do not resolve on the marriage tie until the ordained term has come to its end. Know well that Allah knows even what is in your heart. So beware of Him and know well that Allah is all forgiving, all forbearing.